When Peanuts hit the funny pages 65 years ago, all of Charlie Brown's friends were white. Then Franklin showed up. NPR's Adrian Florido recently met the woman who convinced cartoonist Charles Schulz to create Franklin and the kid who plays him in the movie that opens today.
Harriet Glickman was raising three kids in suburban Los Angeles when in the late 60s, she wrote a letter.
Dear Mr. Schulz, since the death of Martin Luther King, I've been asking myself what I can do to help change those conditions in our society which led to the assassination.
She wrote that the mass media, including comics, played such a big role in shaping children's attitudes that why not create a black Peanut?
I don't know, maybe a week and a half afterward, I got his first response, which was to say that although he really appreciated and had thought about something like this, he was hesitant to do it because he thought that black parents might find it patronizing.
Glickman asked two of her black friends with kids to send Schulz their ideas about the character. They did.
And he wrote back and said, "You will be pleased to see a new character in the strip on July 29th. So I was, as you can imagine, thrilled beyond words.
That character was named Franklin. His debut drew praise and also some protest. 47 years later, he's on the big screen with help from this guy.
My name is Malik Deshaun Walker II, a.k.a. Marmar, and I'm the voice of Franklin in the new Peanuts movie.
He says he and Franklin have a lot in common.
He has a great attitude. He can, he's really smart. He's witty, too.
Walker and Glickman recently hit the publicity circuit, and they just clicked.
It just kind of feels right to have the person that advocated for there to be an African-American character in the Peanuts gang to sit with me.
I see Marmar as absolutely the perfect personification. He's as I envision Franklin to be. It's just, he's perfect. Perfect.
A friendship half a century in the making. Adrian Florido, NPR News.